This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You don't want this news. You really don't want this news. Okay, I almost peed on myself when I heard this. This really, I actually pooped. This ticked me off. Apparently there's a watchdog group, and this has been reported by the major news outlets, and I'm looking at Life Science right now, where a watchdog report has come out saying that the USDA fed kitty cats and dogs to other kitty cats. We're talking about feline cannibalism. And you're like, what the hell kind of a study is that? Apparently this investigation by, who did, it's USDA's agricultural, no, who is the watchdog? The White Coat Waste Project. That's a group aimed at ending wasteful animal testing. And apparently they say that the U.S. government purchased hundreds of cats and dogs for research projects that were needless. And the research, allegedly, according to Life Science, carried out at the USDA's Agricultural Research Service's Animal Parasitic Disease Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland, included feeding the remains of euthanized meat market animals to healthy lab cats, and then injecting the remains of these that were like parasite-infected cats and stuff into mice. I don't understand why you're mixing up cat meat and dog meat and giving it to mice, and I don't get this. Now, according to NBC News, the investigation found that more than 400 dogs from Colombia, Brazil, Vietnam, as well as 100 little baby kitty cats, meow, from China and Ethiopia were euthanized for lab food. They say the lab also breeds kittens in order to carry out research on the parasite Toxoplasma gondii. And cats are usually the only host for the parasite's eggs. We've talked about toxoplasmosis, where we worry about pregnant women that clean the poopoo powder of the kitty cats and how they could pick up the parasite from the kitty cat poopoo, and that could unfortunately kill their fetus. It's a pretty bad parasite. So I understand them studying the parasite, but you really have to kill these cats? Then the cats were fed brain or muscle tissue from intentionally infected cats. Why? This month, they say lawmakers announced they would introduce legislation to prevent the lab from infecting cats with the parasite, and then later euthanizing and incinerating those cats after researchers collected the parasites from the animal poo-poo. That's according to a report from NBC News report. Although they didn't say poo-poo, they said feces. Now, the parasite T. gondii causes the toxoplasmosis. Now, according to the CDC, it's the leading cause of death attributed to foodborne illness in the United States. Now, you would think Campylobacter was the most common, or Salmonella or E. coli. But according to the CDC, even though those Campylobacter may be the most common to cause an infection, they say Toxoplasmosis gondii, or Toxoplasma gondii, or calling it toxoplasmosis, is a leading cause of death attributed to foodborne illness. And they say humans become infected after consuming food or water contaminated with infected cat feces or from eating undercooked meat or animals harboring the little cysts of the parasite in their tissue. Now, apparently, the report author, Jim Keane, who was a former USDA scientist, says the lab's research has achieved some discoveries related to toxoplasmosis, but the lab hasn't released any major breakthroughs in the last 20 years. So some of the details coming out in this report was 42 kitty cats. I have to say kitty cats because I got little kitty cats. 42 cats purchased in China were killed. Their hearts and tongues shipped to the United States lab, and then they injected them into mice. 48 stray cats were rounded up in Ethiopia, killed. Their hearts were shipped to the lab and fed to mice. 34 cats were purchased at a Chinese meat market. These cats were then killed, and their tongues, brains, and hearts were fed to USDA lab rats. Yeah, I've never been to a Chinese meat market, so the animals are alive? And you take the live animal and you take it home? 309 dogs were acquired from a shelter in Colombia. They were killed, and their brains, tongues, and hearts were fed to USDA lab cats. Then you add 120 unclaimed Brazilian shelter dogs. They also were killed. Tongues, brains, and hearts. I don't know why the tongue... Well, maybe because the tongue could harbor the disease. 42 dogs destined for a Vietnamese meat market were purchased and killed. Hearts, brains, and tongues of these dogs were fed to USDA lab rats. So, I know some people are saying, well, they were euthanized, so it was done painlessly. Again, why are we killing the animals, and why are we feeding other animals their meat? Now, I mean, there's a lot of stupid studies out there. And we've talked about this before, where, unfortunately, much of our research has come from studies that were very unethical. And stuff that would absolutely appall you. And we don't want to think about that. We don't want to think about the science that came from the Nazi experiments. Or the syphilis experiments, you know, that we did in the U.S. And nobody wants to think of, you know, the stuff that happened. And unfortunately, a lot of the breakthroughs we have came from some of this, you know, these things. And so it's not really something we brag about, and it's not something we're proud of. But, you know, I think scientists are going to have to prove, I think, a little bit more. And you know, we do already have regulatory boards. We do have boards. Whenever you do a study, you do have to, you know, put your study forth and get board approval, IRB board approval, to prove that there's not going to be human harm, that there's not going to be human embarrassment, and I'm sure those same boards exist also for animals. I just, but you know, my cats, like Shakespeare does not like the pate food. It only has to be those little meat cutlets, those meaty bits. So I don't know how these cats would even eat the other cats unless they starved them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know how over the last few decades we were told to take aspirin a day, an aspirin a day, keep the heart attack away. Then we were told, no, 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 don't take the aspirin a day. Then we were told, yeah, take an aspirin. Then, no, don't take an aspirin. You need to be on a baby aspirin. No, 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 you don't need to be on a baby aspirin. You need to be on aspirin. Do I need to be on aspirin? Oh, I don't know. Well, now, we're at no aspirin if you're healthy. Now, I'm still confused because my father was healthy until the day he died of a heart attack. So, the American College of Cardiology has now reversed a decades-old recommendation, even though we've been going back and forth with it for a while, saying that low-dose aspirin, you know, the 81-milligram baby aspirin or the 70, you know, anything from 75 to 100 milligrams, I guess in Europe it comes in a different we have 81 milligrams, whereas in Europe, I believe they have 75 and 100. I'm not sure how we came up with 81. I mean, that's kind of such an odd number. I need to look that up. There's a science behind how it was 81 milligrams. We really don't have a lot of medicines out there that end with the number one. I mean, you could get 1 gram of something, but 81 milligrams I always found odd. But anyway, I guess that one extra milligram, I guess if you took 80 milligrams, not going to do it. You need that extra little baby 1 milligram on top of that. So don't chew off a piece of your aspirin before you take it. So apparently the American College of Cardiology said that your baby aspirin should not be taken for the sole purpose of preventing heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems. Now, this reverse recommendation came after an international clinical trial found that those taking low-dose aspirin, if they were healthy, had no health benefit. This was a randomized blind study. So blind studies and double-blind studies is when, okay, so like a double-blind study is where the person doesn't know what medication they're getting, and the person handing out the medication doesn't know what medication they're getting. It's a way to get rid of bias. So, like, for example, if it wasn't a blind study, and I'm sitting there and I go, okay, Bob, you're the next test subject. Hey, Dr. Di, I'm like, hey, Bob, all right, here's your aspirin. All right, let us know how you're doing. Let us know how it works, whatever. All right, man, I'll take my aspirin. Thank you. Man, I feel good. You didn't even take it yet, dude. All right, yeah, well, I already feel better just because it's in my hand. You can't do studies like that. Okay, so what you do is you get, Bob comes up. Now, this is a single blind study. Okay, so I know what Bob's getting. So Bob comes up. Hey, Dr. Di, what's up? Look, hey, Bob. Here's your pill. Doc, is it the aspirin? And I go, I can't tell you. It's a secret. Well, it's either the aspirin or it's not. It's like a dummy pill. I go, you could have the dummy pill, you could have the aspirin. And they look the same thing. He's like, well, how do I know? I go, you don't know. You're a test subject. Move on, Bob. Man, Dr. Dahlia, you suck. I'm like, yeah, sorry. That's a single blind. And that's exactly what they say. That's exactly the conversation that happens during these studies. Okay, so the test subject doesn't know what they're getting. They're getting a pill. Usually it's a woman that hands them the pill in a little plastic cup and doesn't say anything. But I would talk. I would be like, hey, Dirk, what's up, man? Like, Dr. D. Dr. D's in the house. So, but apparently you're not supposed to talk, okay? They get their pill, they take it. That's a single blind study. But I know exactly what they're taking. And that's not as good as a double blind study. Because I could have a twinkle in my eye, you know, and I don't have a really good poker face. So if I lie, you know, everybody can see if I lie, you know, because I giggle and my eyes get all googly. Double blind is where I don't even know. So somebody behind the scenes gives me a bunch of pills and says, you go pass this out to Bert, you know, Bob and Dirk and Lulu and whatever. And so Lulu comes up and go, hey, Lulu. And she's like, what are you giving me? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, I don't know. They handed me these white pills. And then she's like, well, are you going to kill me? How do I know what you're giving me? I go, I don't know. And then you start to get all nervous going, what the hell are these pills? But that's double blind. Double blind is where the person passing out the pills has no idea what you're getting, so they can't help bias you. Okay? So this was a study. Most of the people were 70 years or older, and about half were given aspirin and half were given a placebo. The study started back in 2010 and in 2017. And remember, most of these people were 70 years or older. And they found that the aspirin did not help prevent heart disease, physical disability, dementia, or stroke, which is what has been touted all these years. Now, somebody's texting right now, what about cancer? Okay, we're not going there yet, but you're right. You're right. There's been links that a daily aspirin may help prevent cancer, but we're not there yet. All right, hold on. So I need to be blind to that text because I'm talking about this double-blind study. So the ACC and the American Heart Association now say that aspirin should rarely be used to prevent heart attacks and strokes in people without known cardiovascular disease. So now we are going to only recommend it if you have very well-known cardiovascular disease. If you're healthy and you're just taking an aspirin a day because you're over 50, No, that's no longer recommended. Now, aspirin is still, don't get us wrong, aspirin is still paramount to take. If you are a cardiovascular patient that has known arteriosclerosis and thromboembolic events, you will be given aspirin because it kind of prevents the clotting process. We've talked about how aspirin works. They say it thins the blood, but it doesn't necessarily thin the blood. It helps prevent clotting. And so, you know, some people have asked, okay, why aspirin? I mean, that's kind of a cheap medication. It's, you know, why is it such a lifesaver? Because, you know, if you're having a heart attack and you walk into the ER, I am going to give you an aspirin to chew. You're going to chew it up in front of me. You're like, doctor, I'm having a heart attack. I'm like, I don't care. You're still on the clock. Chew the aspirin. We make it chew the aspirin. I mean, unless, of course, you're completely out and obtunded and, you know, we can't, you know. But if you're like, you know, I have crushing chest pain. I'm like, chew this aspirin right now. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll do what you say. How do I know it's aspirin? I go, this isn't a blind study. Take the damn aspirin, Bob. And so, when somebody has a heart attack, and we've talked about this, it's not so much at the artery that's supplying blood to the heart muscle. Starts to get clogged, you know, 80%, then 85%, then 90, then 91, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 99%, and then boom, go to 100. That's not how it always happens. What ends up happening is you could be a certain percentage clogged, and then something breaks off that plaque that is sticking to the walls. And it just breaks off. And when it breaks off, because it's really crispy, it can tear the lining, the intimal lining. It's very intimate now. We're being very intimate now, talking about intimal linings. The intimal, the inside lining of the artery, and it may slice it a little bit when it flakes off. Because, it's like I said, these arteriosclerotic plaques are very sticky and crispy. When you have a tear, your body knows. I mean, your body, it's amazing the communication system it has. You guys think the internet rocks. The body is still the best communication system out there. The body then recruits clotting factors to stop any bleeding. The problem is when these clotting factors come to seal what happened, that little tear, it completely can block the lumen, the opening of the vessel. Then blood can't get to the heart, and boom, you have a heart attack. And that's what happened with my dad. Massive heart attack, like out of the blue. So we take an aspirin a day to help lower clotting risks. That's where that all came from. So I am still a fan of aspirin for those patients that are vulnerable. But what they're saying here is if you are healthy and you don't have heart disease, you don't need the aspirin. Now that now brings the question, well, how do we know if we're healthy? And that gets tricky. So basically, you know, while we're waiting for the official recommendations on when to take the aspirin or not, the guidelines they're now recommending are behavioral changes to ensure a healthy heart. They're telling you not to smoke. They're telling you to maintain a healthy weight, to exercise at least 150 minutes a week, eat, you know, diet full of fruits and vegetables and nuts and whole grains and fish. But low-risk patients taking aspirin doesn't seem to really do much for you. In fact, there could be risks. You could have bleeding, GI bleeding, because you're losing your clotting factor abilities. You know, that could hurt you if you end up, you know, having a stroke for some reason, a hemorrhagic stroke, you're in a car accident. So we are necessarily recommended for low risk. But for high risk, yeah, you're still on the aspirin. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is heading to Ohio to tour a few manufacturing plants. Before leaving, the president was asked if the Mueller report should be made public for everyone to see.
I don't mind. I mean, frankly, I told the House, if you want, let them see it. Again, I say, a deputy, because of the fact that the attorney general didn't have the courage to do it himself, a deputy that's appointed appoints another man to write a report.
Newly confirmed EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler is raising some eyebrows after comments he said regarding drinking water and not climate change being the greatest and most immediate global threat to the environment. Wheeler tells CBS This Morning,
we have 1,000 children die every day worldwide because they don't have safe drinking water. That's a crisis that I think we can solve. Most of the threats from climate change are 50 to 75 years out.
USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is pretty frightening. Okay. We've been talking about these Boeing 737 MAX 8s and, you know, the recent couple of crashes between the Ethiopian Air and Lion Air. So if you go back to the Lion Air jet crash, okay, that's when that last fall crashed into the sea shortly after takeoff. They say a day before that jet crashed, apparently the aircraft had troubles also. And an off-duty cop in the jump, pilot in the jump seat helped save the aircraft. Apparently, now this is the day before the Indonesia Lion Air jet crash. The extra pilot was on a flight from Bali to Jakarta and was seated in the cockpit jump seat when the crew of the Boeing 737 MAX 8 struggled for control of the aircraft. During the flight, the jet displayed unusual variations in altitude and airspeed. in its first several minutes, according to Reuters. Some of the variations included an 875-foot drop over 27 seconds when the plane was supposed to be ascending before stabilizing and flying onto Jakarta. So as the jetliner was in a dive, the extra pilot figured out what was wrong and told the crew how to disable a malfunctioning flight control system to save the aircraft. Now, this was reported by two people familiar with the Indonesia's investigation. They told Bloomberg. So the crew was told by this extra pilot who was hanging out in the jump seat to cut the power to the motor, causing the plane's nose to dive down. Now, that's apparently part of the checklist that all pilots are required to memorize, according to Bloomberg. So apparently that kind of saved it, cut the motor to the system that was causing this error, and they were able to stabilize it fine. Hours later, however, with a different crew on board, same plane crashes. Why that plane wasn't grounded, we don't know. And all 189 people on board had gotten killed. Same plane that had the issue hours before. So officials investigating the Lion Air crash previously said they were looking into the plane's anti-stall system, which was engaged and repeatedly pushing down the aircraft's nose prior to a crash into the sea. The Indonesia Safety Committee report also said the plane had had multiple failures on previous flights and had not been properly repaired. Now remember, this isn't the most recent plane crash, Ethiopian. This is going back to the Indonesia Air crash, and we're starting to get all this information, all these reports on what happened with that plane, which is very similar to the plane that just crashed. So, according to Lion Air spokesperson Danang Pihantoro, told Bloomberg, all the data and information that we have on the flight and the aircraft have been submitted to the Indonesia NTSC. We cannot provide additional comment at this stage due to the ongoing investigation of the accident, but we're still getting pieces of information. Now, and we want to get this information because we want to know now why Ethiopian Airlines crashed 302. Flight 302 crashed earlier this month, right after takeoff. And this is just minutes after takeoff, killing all 157 people on board, including 8 Americans. Now, the French Civil Action Investigation Bureau, BEA, said that black box data from the Ethiopian Airlines, the recent one, showed clear similarities to the Lion Air crash. Now, what we're being told, which is, this is where it gets tricky. When we go back to the Lion Air crash in the fall, apparently there are some voice recorder contents that have already been listened to and evaluated. And we're being told that when those pilots just minutes before the crash, knew something was wrong, they went to the handbook, and the handbook was so thick and convoluted, and I shouldn't use convoluted, but there was so much stuff in that handbook, especially during the panic and your epinephrine and adrenaline going, that they couldn't read and get to what they had to read to in time before it crashed. So, the three sources discussed them on a condition of anonymity. But this is the first time the voice recorder contents of the Lion Air flight have been made public. Now, I don't have access to it. I don't even think Reuters has aspect to it. But they say that the captain was at the controls of the Lion Air flight JT610 when it was almost a brand new jet took off from Jakarta. The first officer was handling the radio. This is this preliminary report. 2 minutes into the flight, the first officer reported a flight control problem to air traffic control and said the pilots wanted to maintain an altitude of 5,000 feet. Now, the first officer didn't specify the problem, but one source said airspeed was mentioned on the cockpit voice recording, and a second source said an indicator showed a problem on the captain's display, but not the first officer. So you had one side showing a problem, not the other. Again, this is a software issue. The captain asked the first officer to check the quick reference handbook. Now, that contains checklists for abnormal events. For the next 9 minutes, the jet warned pilots it was in a stall. And when you're in a stall, you push the nose down in response to try to gain some momentum. I guess a stall happens when the overflow over a plane's wings is too weak to generate lift to keep it flying. So the captain tried to fight to climb the plane, but the computer was incorrectly sensing a stall and kept continuing to push the nose down. Now, how was it doing this if the captain was fighting the climb? It's because the computer was taking over, and it was using the plane's trim system. Now, trim, I took some flying lessons, and it's a concept a little tricky, but trim will adjust your control surface to allow you to kind of fly straight and level. There's this trim that you use, and it's kind of a different lever when you fly. And so, rather than, you know, your handlebars, the computer system was taking over the trim. And the third source had told the news outlet they didn't seem to know that the trim was moving down. They were really concentrating on airspeed and altitude because that's all you can hear them talk about. And so what some people had said are these handbooks is like a test where there are 100 questions, and when the time is up, you've only answered 75. So you panic, and it's a timeout condition. They say the flight data recorder, they said the 31-year-old captain tried in vain to find the right procedure in the handbook. The 41-year-old first officer was unable to control the plane. They said about 1 minute before the plane disappeared from radar, the captain asked air traffic control to clear other traffic below 3,000 feet and requested an altitude of 5,000, which means 5,000. And it was approved. But then, at the end, the captain was silent, and the Indonesian first officer said, Allahu Akbar, or God is great, common Arabic phrase, and then plane hit the water, killing everybody on board. So the question now rises, are we okay as society with all our dependence on computers and software, okay with that taking over and us not being able to supersede it? We have humans up there in the air that cannot supersede a computer glitch. You know, they've been talking for years about having automated planes, especially since that one pilot decided to kill the German wings pilot, decided to lock the other pilot out and kill everybody on board, crash into a mountain. So people were saying, you know what, let's get humans out of there. Get humans out of there and just have a computer. Well, what if we can't override a computer malfunction? And computers do malfunction. So this is some real frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Roundup weed killer was a substantial factor in a California man's cancer, according to a jury. And they have determined, in the first phase of a trial, which could now possibly determine the fate of hundreds of similar lawsuits, this Roundup weed killer. This was a unanimous verdict by a six-person jury in a federal court in San Francisco, being reported by Fox News. And it came in a lawsuit filed against the Roundup manufacturers, Monsanto. And Edwin Hardeman, 70 years old, was the second plaintiff to go to trial out of thousands across the country who claim that this weed killer caused their cancer. Monsanto says studies have established that Roundup's active ingredient, glyphosate, is safe. Now, this is the second, I think, settlement. Back in August, A San Francisco jury awarded a man $289 million after determining Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A judge later slashed the award to $78 million after Monsanto had appealed. Now, this gentleman, Mr. Hardiman, was before a different judge, but they think it may be more significant. U.S. Judge Vince Chabria is overseeing hundreds of Roundup lawsuits and has deemed Hardiman's case and two others bellwether trials. I guess the outcome of these cases can help attorneys decide whether to keep fighting similar lawsuits or settle them. Legal experts say a jury verdict in favor of the patient and the other test plaintiffs will give their attorneys huge bargaining position in any settlement talks for the remaining cases before that judge. That's how things work in law. It's kind of fascinating. If you know the judge is pro your side, and the judge already ruled big money, the lawyer can then take this to the other plaintiffs and say, okay, look, you know, we could spend a lot of money going to court, you know, but we already have somebody very, very pro or aside. Let's go to the company and see if they'll settle. Now, the company will be like, well, wait a second here. Is the judge going to all 15, 16, 200 times rule in favor? There's a good chance they could. Maybe they won't. Maybe, you know, they'll get fatigued and it might look, you know, a little odd. But they go, you know what? Let's settle. Because I really don't want to be hit with a $278 million lawsuit. And so it's golden. Once a judge rules one direction, it's great for the plaintiffs. And, I mean, this is some scary stuff with Roundup. So the judge had split Hardiman's trial into two phases. Hardiman's attorneys first had to convince jurors that the Roundup use was a significant factor in his cancer before then they could make arguments for damages. See, because somebody could say, well, he could have gotten cancer because of a variety of things. He might have worked at the 9/11 site. You know, he might have genetic issues. He might, you know. So they had to prove that it was the Roundup exposure, which is very tricky. And to be able to prove that takes some fancy footwork. So now the trial is going to proceed to the second phase to determine whether the company is liable, and if so, how much, and that's easier. Now, many government regulators have rejected a link between cancer and glyphosate. Monsanto has vehemently denied such a connection, saying hundreds of studies have established that the chemical was safe. Now, Bayer acquired Monsanto last year. Uh-oh. They said in a statement after the verdict that it continues to firmly believe that the science confirms that glyphosate-based herbicides do not cause cancer. So here's my thing. You know, people have asked, I'm like, what do you think? When you have something that can kill a plant, a living object, I have a little suspicion that it may not be 1,000% benign on a human living subject. That's just a gut feeling there. Do I have any proof? No, I've never really studied pesticides. But if you have something, I mean, you guys have all seen weeds, right? I mean, these are weed killers. How many of you guys have ever had a weed? And you pull the weed, and maybe you pull it half-assed because it's in there deep, and it's in there tight. And you go, you know what? I'm going to take out all its leaves. So it won't get sun. It can't photosynthesize. That weed is dead. And then the next day, you leave your house, and there's the weed, nice and flourishing. Weeds are some of the most resilient plants out there. And if there's a chemical on this earth that can cause the demise of a weed, it makes you kind of wonder if it can hurt a couple baby cells in the human body. So I also, though, however, believe that a lot of chemicals are out there that can cause cancer that we're exposed to. I think there's a lot of things we're doing wrong. I mean, I even have a baby suspicion that, you know, a lot of our plastics might be linking, you know, might be a cause of some of, you know, the breast cancer and common cancers that we get. I mean, we have everything loaded and lathered and heated and stored up in plastic. kind of makes you wonder, you know, I mean, is that stuff getting into our body? And it is, and, you know, what's it doing? So, on the other side, if you're, you know, using bug spray or these chemicals that are supposed to kill something, I would say also, you know, use some, you know, caution and, you know, try not to expose yourself. You shouldn't overexpose yourself to any chemical. Now, I don't really know all the details of how much exposure he had. And, you know, he didn't obviously bathe in it. But, you know, and I'm not saying I'm on one side or the other, but, you know, people just expect any chemical out there to not be good to expose yourself to long term. Now, Monsanto developed glyphosate in the 1970s. The weed killer is now sold in more than 160 countries and widely used in the U.S. Now, the herbicide came under scrutiny under the France-based International Agency for Research on Cancer. And the World Health Organization classified it as a probable human carcinogen. Then lawsuits against Monsanto followed. The company has attacked the International Research Agency opinion as an outlier. Then the U.S. EPA says glyphosate is safe for people when used in accordance with label directions. So we have the EPA saying it's safe when used in accordance with label directions. So that means we got some opinion coming from the court system. Do you believe the EPA or do you believe the, you know, watchdog reports? Problem is if there's just one baby study showing some cancer-causing link, that wins. And I kind of don't blame it because I argued that. I told you guys years ago, it was in the late 90s, we had something called Journal Club where you had to find an article study and you had to present it to the other doctors. And, you know, if you were a student or resident, you know, you had to present it to other, you know, big boy doctors. You know, you had, you know, you're a little kid, then you got the big boys out there, right? And so there was a study that said taking estrogen, these women on hormone replacement therapy could be at risk for heart disease. And this was in the late 90s. And I bring it up. And boy, did I get poo-pooed. You know, everybody's in the room going, oh, come on, please stop. No, no. You know, they go, it's, you know, hormone replacement therapy protects the heart. I go, they go, there's tons of studies out there that say that. I go, yeah, but I know this is just one study. But if somebody got a heart attack from their estrogen, don't you think we need to raise an eyebrow? Maybe some people will get heart attacks from their hormone replacement therapy. No, baby girl, no. Look at the literature. Well, what happened with the Women's Health Initiative in 2002? They found that estrogen put people at risk for heart disease. So these one little baby studies sometimes mean a lot. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.